That was your father, the oldest of all?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad was like the matriarch. That's why they always came to my house, you know, our house, after they all retired and would kibitz and yell and scream. And my dad would just sit there. He was very quiet, my father.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And what's the story about how he and everybody got to Las Vegas?
So Toledo was like neutral ground between Chicago and Detroit for gambling. And there was a lot of illegal gambling there. Steubenville, Toledo, Hot Springs, Arkansas. A lot of the bosses were from those areas. Cleveland. And when my father married my mother, she was very straight, and when they had my brother, it was like, okay, enough of that, because my father had a tire store that was four floors of gambling upstairs.
Was that
in Toledo?
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a book called Unholy Toledo that has a lot of this documented, you know.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. That is interesting.
So they were all very familiar, you know, like I said, they had to make their own way, so they used to do numbers. And numbers is like the lottery, you know, nowadays. And during the Depression, people would spend their last dollar trying to make it right and trying to get rich. So they never, you know, did anything really illegal, per se, but you know, so that's where it was. And then when my brother was born, my mother said, enough of that. And so he opened a service merchandise with one of everything on the floor, and you send down for whatever you want. He had toys and sporting goods and cooking items, pots and pans, everything, a little of everything, jewelry. But his main thrust was cigarettes, cigars, tobacco, and candy. Well, then I found out later, you know, I never connected at all, but my one uncle, Paddock, Lou, and some of his friends, Chalky Red, you know, all these gangster guys, they had vending machines in Ohio and around the Midwest, Detroit, and all that. So it was all cash business, washing machines and vending machines.
Sure.
And so later on in life, I realized, my dad was probably supplying the cigarettes and the candy to the vending machines. And so that was, you know, his connection. But then my uncles moved out here. My one uncle moved up to... He was involved in Calneva, which is up at the Lake Tahoe. Yeah, the lake, my one uncle E was very active up there in the 50s. And so one by one, they all started moving out here. My uncle Lou moved here and was involved in the Fremont. And he had a lot of... he was good friends with some pretty big guys, so he couldn't get his gaming license.
Like who? Can you mention that?
Yeah, Mo Dalitz, and Mo was one of his dear friends. Anyway, a funny story, when he was at the Fremont, Benny Binion was serving time in, I forget what prison. I can't remember. A big prison. One of the old famous prisons. They couldn't get Benny on murder, so they got him on tax evasion. And so Benny called my uncle up and said, hey, you know, I need you to sell your points. They used to be called points. In the Fremont, in Leavenworth. That's where he was. He was in Leavenworth. And he called my uncle and he said, I need you to sell your points in the Fremont and go over and train Jack at the Horseshoe, you know. He doesn't know the business, and I need you there. So that's what he did, and he trained Jack Binion in the business.
Oh, wow.
And I knew Benny. He used to come around the apartment building when I was a kid, where we lived, and Dobie Doc, his good friend, Dobie drove a white Rolls Royce named Becky after Becky Binion, and Becky on the license plates. And they used to come and visit an oil tycoon there. Hank Williams was his name. And he was married to a young showgirl. They had little kids. And the diplomat is still there over on Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah. And so then my aunt moved out here. She had two children. She probably came in the early 60s. And my father was very close with his family. He really missed his brothers. And he sold his business in Ohio and Toledo, this, like, the service merchandise mm-hmm. business. And he was retired at, like, it was early 50s, and he loved to play golf. Golf was his passion. And, you know, he couldn't play golf in the winter there. No. And he didn't have any hobbies. And so when Jackie Gaughan bought the El Cortez from the Housels, years ago. So Jackie and my Uncle E were very close. And so my dad told my uncle, you know, look for something for me. And so when Jackie bought the Cortez, my dad bought in with him, and they were partners. And we moved out here, and my mom hated it. She didn't like it at all for years.
So what year would that have been that you moved here?
That was 63. I think
okay.
I wrote 62
on here. Okay. So
I think it was 63.
Okay. Yeah. So 63. Okay.
Yeah.
And what? So how many were in your? How many siblings did you have? So when you she packed up the family and she's reluctant about moving here, right?
Right. Totally. Okay. I mean, she didn't. She was very straight. She didn't like the mafioso. In those days, Vegas was all about mafioso.
And she'd